Good morning, Jay. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. And you wrote extensively regarding Aretha Franklin. And, you know, there are a lot of great sources that you have in there. But one individual who spoke of Aretha Franklin having the, quote unquote, Buffalo spell. Tell me about the Buffalo spell.
That's a great quote from my friend Tony Rhodes, who's a fantastic musician and one of the directors of music at Friendship Baptist Church on Clinton Street. And I think what Tony was getting at there was, you know, there's this sort of vibe about Buffalo musicians who kind of go deep and maybe use the music to get at a more, you know, a deeper, more profound kind of place rather than just, you know, simply entertainment. I mean, it can be entertaining too, of course, but I think what he was getting at there is that Aretha is a great representative of that idea of this, you know, using music to get at some deeper truth.
You know,
I think that's something that's kind of, I don't know if it's totally particular to Buffalo, but you certainly can feel that here.
Well, you most certainly have covered the scene here for quite a while and know it intimately. And I haven't met many people who take music deeper than you do in an intellectual process. And I'm curious for you, you know, obviously in the coming days, we're going to be hearing a lot of her music. What would you like people to hear? What would you point out to them to listen for when they hear Aretha Franklin in the coming days?
You know, Barack Obama did put up an absolutely beautiful, eloquent post about this, and he got at what you hear is kind of the full breadth of the American experience when she sings, and I, you know, I feel that because you hear the blues in there, you hear the downside, the struggle, and then you hear the yearning and you hear the victory in it all. And I think she really, when I hear her, I just hear the whole breadth of the experience. You know what I mean? It's not one side of it. This is a person who had more vocal chops than anyone, possibly the greatest voice, you know, we're ever going to hear. But she used it to get at something, again, something deeper, something more profound. And I really feel that you just hear America's heart beating when she sings, you know, the whole breadth of it. Not just like the sort of, you know, the parade and the, you know, the stars and stripes or whatever, but the real breadth of the experience.
That's obviously about as high as praise as you can have, for sure. That being stated, we look forward. Is there somebody uniquely positioned who can pick up that mantle and carry it forward?
Wow, you know, I guess I'm just not comfortable going there. I mean, maybe a little bit too soon. I don't know, but I'll tell you this much. I really hope so. And I think I said this in one of the pieces I wrote, that she definitely left a roadmap for how to approach music and, sorry, my dog's going nuts, and career, you know, with dignity and with grace. And I think that the roadmap is there for anyone that wants to follow it. Also, you got to be incredibly talented. That
right.
Doesn't hurt either.
Not at all. Not at all. Jeff Myers.
I'm sorry. I guess I evaded that question a little bit, but I don't know right now.
Well,
I hope so.
Well, I think that that's a great way of answering it for sure. Perhaps maybe, you know, in some cases, some people can't be replaced, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeff Myers, music critic for the Buffalo News. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Jay, always a pleasure.